You don't probably have a lot of families who are looking at homeschool versus private school, but there are some that pass through your doors. Perhaps they are coming from the public school and they're just really fed up with the philosophy or the kind of general government kind of influence over the curriculum and what you can't do versus maybe what they were able to do in school when they were younger as kids. But now as parents, they're looking for something different. They're looking for more impact, more ways to be involved as a parent than maybe the public school is now allowing them to do. And maybe they want to integrate faith into their learning, but you can't even say a prayer in a public school or mention Jesus in there without fear of retribution. So their parents are looking for those options sometimes as well, and they're looking for a way to do that. And they're not going to find it in a charter school either, so they're probably looking at thinking, well, maybe we need a homeschool, but maybe there's a private school. Maybe in this case, I would be talking about specifically about the Christian school. So if this is your case, then that might be something you want to certainly pay attention to as we're talking. Some of it, even if you're not a Christian school, if you're a private school, there's some families who are exploring options because they're kind of done with the large class sizes, the large school sizes as schools get bigger and bigger, and maybe there's peer pressure. And maybe there's pressure to be involved in sports and, you know, all the extracurriculars, and you really want to focus on the academics. And there's just so much pressure at the public school to do all the different things that your child is feeling that and therefore trying to do everything and yet really not succeeding academically. So you're looking for another option, or a parent is looking for another option. So maybe they're leaning toward the homeschool but thinking maybe we should look at the private school and see. Maybe their assumption is that you don't have as many things to distract the kids from the academics, and just a smaller class size would be good. So there are some times where that a parent might be looking at you versus a homeschool environment. Well, obviously, there's some things that you want to talk about. You want to think about. You want to talk about the strength of your curriculum. You want to talk about the. I think this is really important if you have some families who are part of your private school family but have maybe experienced homeschooling. Maybe they just recently did it. Maybe they experimented and did it. Or maybe they tried it. Maybe they did it for the several years and then came to you because they were kind of fed up with the homeschooling. This is where you really bring in testimonies from families. Because homeschooling has a little bit of a romantic lure to it, because if you can go out from under the control, quote air quotes, control of the public school, then maybe parents feel like they have much more control over their kids' environment, and the peer pressure is gone, and they get to kind of protect their kids a little bit more. They glorify the idea of being involved with their kids' life from the time they get up, and maybe giving them a chance to have their own schedule where they can get up at 10 o'clock if they want to, and they don't have to be at school at 8 o'clock. They can get up at 10, and they can do their homework whenever they want, and we can go to the park during the middle of the day or even go to a movie as long as they get their homework done at whatever time. And maybe parents start glorifying the idea that they can customize their education to each individual child. And that sounds really good, especially if you have multiple kids, to say, I want to be able to customize my education experience for each child according to what's best for them. And that sometimes will work, but sometimes parents will find once they get into that it's just not practical to do that on a homeschool schedule. Parents get in there and they think that's going to work, and it might have a little honeymoon phase, and then they get in there and they realize, man, that's just too hard to keep up with. I've got one that likes to do late night studies and one that likes to do the morning, and I'm just constantly teaching. I've from sunup to sundown, I've got somebody I'm trying to educate. And while you appreciate being able to customize the education to each child and their style and what they prefer, you start realizing, okay, we need to have this all done by 2 o'clock because you as a parent have other things to do. You have to make dinner. You have to, go run errands. You want to be able to have a social life of your own. And you realize, okay, this is all kind of consuming my life right now. So these are some of the things that parents will say as they made the transition from homeschooling to private school. So you want to kind of reverse engineer and start talking to them, these potential homeschool families, when they're looking at your, you want to, I'd pull out some families and have them talk with them, have them ready on a tour with you, have them meet you there and say, yeah, I knew you were coming. I knew you were talking over the phone about possibly homeschooling. And so I went and brought a couple of our families that have done both homeschool and public school and private school. And I just wanted you to hear their experience. So you could really talk about that. I think that makes a huge impact. So I would definitely kind of bring in those families and highlight, give them some real conversations to have. And obviously there's some other things you want to kind of, especially as parents, maybe have this, we talk a lot of times in marketing about speaking into the language of the parents' need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear. And so it's that concept is every parent, whatever age their kids are, have some level of need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear when it comes to their kids' education. They may need for their kid to be in a better academic environment than they're getting. So they look for other options. Maybe the public school in that area is just not good. Maybe they have a problem with the coaching staff that's all the way through middle school and high school. They don't like the philosophy, and they want to get their son or their daughter out from under that, and they want to look for another option. They may have had a painful experience with that. They may, you know, whatever the need, problem, pain, frustration, or fear is, that's what you want to talk about. So sometimes parents have, I would say, fear of maybe the public education. Maybe they are younger families, and they're looking at thinking, I don't want to, these government-run schools, and the government has all the say-so in what to do and the curriculum, and I just don't, I'm fear for that. And or maybe they know their child, even at 3 or 4 or 5 years old, to know that they need, they're just unique, and that, you know, everybody thinks their kid is unique, but they perceive some challenges that they're going to have, and they just don't want to be into a large school system, and so they're looking for some way to have more control over that environment. And in our modern culture, with so many influences that are negative, they just, parents start looking at homeschool as a possibility. And so you want to provide a way that, in some ways, you're talking about ways that you differentiate from the public school, but you also have all the other offerings as well that they don't have at the homeschool. So maybe in your area there's a homeschool co-op or something, association. Maybe they're able to have some sports. So you want to be aware of what those options are if they do have them. And if you don't, if they don't offer a certain sport and you do, you certainly want to point that out and say, I know that in the local homeschool association there is basketball teams, but we do offer basketball and volleyball and football and maybe even baseball. I know you're not able to do that at the homeschool, so if your child is interested in any of those sports, this might be a better place for them if it's something of their interest. Maybe, and certainly I think talking about from homeschool environment, you want to talk about the strength of your assessments, of how do you determine if a child is getting equipped grade after grade after grade and preparing for college. There's obviously some really good homeschool co-ops and associations that can help parents do this. But if you have a parent who's just kind of, you can tell they're just kind of they just perceive that homeschooling is going to be easy, then you can certainly point out and say, well, we just want you to think about as you're homeschooling, how are you positioned to assess your child's success and progress, and this is how we do that here at this school. And so this, you know, you want to point out some of the things that are not so obvious to the parent who's kind of glorified the idea of homeschooling. So it's a little tricky. It's very hard, I think, at times to convince somebody who's looking at homeschool that they wouldn't be good at it. But I think I would definitely raise some questions about, they will defend their ability to create a strong social environment. So I wouldn't even try to go down the idea that, you know, at your school you create a great social laboratory. But you can certainly mention some ideas about the way your students are. Not that they don't just have social interaction, but you can say, you know, one of the things that our students are allowed to do is service projects together. So they really value the what Christian community is together, solving problems together in a local or global context. Leadership development. Our students are having opportunities, whether it's student council or the theater president or the captain of the softball team. They're able to develop leadership through some of their co and extracurricular activities. That's something that very likely the homeschool family cannot talk about. So while the academic curriculum is something they're going to have a little bit of control over, maybe even just the influences of the day, you can certainly talk about the ways that your school provides your students opportunities to grow. And again, you're talking about college and future prep, then you want to be talking about how are we getting your child ready to succeed beyond just high school, whether they go directly into college or whether they go into entrepreneurism or some sort of service area that they will have learned some things at your school that they may not have picked up at in a home environment. So I think it's okay to talk about those kind of things. It's okay to bring those things up and raise the question as you're talking with families and just say, what's important when you think about what's beyond high school? What are the things that you're most concerned about? And then, they might even reveal in their own answers some of the things that you can use kind of against them, I guess, in a way. I mean, you're kind of pointing out some of the weaknesses of their argument for choosing a homeschool environment, when really most likely most of the families that I've known and, a lot of families that I've talked with or schools that I've talked with who've dealt with families, a lot of, certainly not by and large, not I wouldn't say 100% of them. There's always a good exceptions to this. There's some great homeschool families I'm friends with. So, but there is certainly a here and now immediate kind of opportunity to create an environment for our kids that is good. Certainly they might have the future in mind, but you're trying to create a kind of a, I would say, a controlled environment, controlled from an academic standpoint, social and spiritual. But I think if you can provide those same kind of answers of how you do that at your private school, I think you have a really good, strong case to make when you're dealing with families who are looking at homeschool.